I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So you know that feeling that you get when you get like a lead or a referral, or you know, a client calls you up and you know they're like, they want to meet, they're like, hey, you know, can you hook me up with a website? And you've got all these ideas and you're excited and you know, kind of maybe get your portfolio polished up and you just get really prepared for the meeting because you want to do the best job, right? You want to just, you've got all these great ideas for how you can really take your client to the next level, and now you're going to meet about it. And so you get to the meeting and everything's going great. You like them. They like you. The meeting's going awesome. You're telling them about your ideas and, you know, the excitement is building. And then you get to the point where you begin to talk about price. Like, how much is all this going to cost? You know, like that's usually... people are like, yeah, that sounds great. That's awesome. Well, let's, you know, how much? And then the problem is your idea is, well, this is going to be, you know, at least several thousand dollars. And they're just looking for a couple hundred bucks of a solution. And so that your world's apart. And so what do you do? Like, why does that happen? And how do you get around that? And how can you just never have that problem again? But the real issue is like, if you feel like you want to be selling these services and you just crank the price up, well, then what happens next? It's like, well, why, you know, how do you avoid pricing yourself out of the market if your prices are going to be, you know, 5 or 10 times more than what your client's expecting and significantly more than all the other cheaper alternatives? And this is a real problem. It's a real, especially today, because there are so many cheaper alternatives in terms of, hey, I don't want to do it myself, you know, but I still want some help, so I can go to like Upwork or Fiverr or Craigslist even, or, you know, people are advertising on Facebook to build these cheap WordPress sites and everything. Or maybe you kind of go a different route and say, hey, I'm going to build my own site, you know, Wix or Weebly or Squarespace or something like that. You know, there's these drag and drop tools and everything's hosted and secure and ready to go. Like, all of that's out there. And it's shaping people's expectations for what everything costs. And so what I want to talk about today is, how do you get out of those expectations? Like, how do you shift away from the entire mindset of people looking for these cheap, you know, websites or digital marketing services? And so the solution is to shift your market. So change the way that you identify yourself and the way that you market your business and the way that you talk about who you are and what you do. That's ultimately the shift. And let me see if I can kind of, you know, step you through a couple of example questions to kind of ask yourself to get some clarity on who it is you're telling people that you are. Like, how are you defining yourself? How are you marketing yourself? What are you saying on your website? So ask yourself this, like, if someone asks you, what do you do? Then what are you going to say? Like, say you're out at like a meetup group, or you're just riding up an elevator, or you're, I was just at the dentist a couple of weeks ago, or last week, in fact, a week ago today. And they're like, hey, so what do you do? What would you answer if that was asked to you? Would you say that you're a web designer, you do graphic design work, you do digital marketing? Are you like a WordPress consultant? Like, what would you say that you are? You know, ask yourself that and see if you can answer that. And then ask yourself this. If someone asked your client who you are, how would they describe you? Like, what would they say your relationship is? Like, what's the role that you're playing in their business? Like, what is that? And so, and then also look at your website. Like, what are you saying on your site? Like, when you describe yourself, like when you're trying to say, you know, this is who I am, this is what my business is, what words are you using there? Like, how do you describe yourself there? And the big thing to point out here is, like, are you using like technical terms and service names to describe who you are? Like, are you saying I'm an email marketing person, or I do digital marketing, or I do web design work, or graphic design, photography, videography, SEO? Like, are you listing your skills out there as the definition of who you are? And what I found to be the case is almost everybody does that. Almost all the web designers that I talk to, when we first start talking, that's kind of how they market themselves. That's how they define themselves. That's how they think of themselves. And that's how their clients view them as well. And what's happening is, when you market yourself with this buffet of technical skills, you're going to attract people that want a couple of things off the buffet. right? They don't necessarily want to buy the whole thing. They just might want one or two things. Like, for example, somebody might say, hey, you know, my logo is terrible. I need to spice that up. Can you get me a logo? Or maybe they're just starting out. They don't have anything at all. And they're like, hey, I just need a quick website to put on this business card I'm printing out or whatever. And so they just kind of get one of the things. But ideally what you want is you want people to buy all your stuff, especially the stuff that you're the best at doing and that you're the most confident in and the most comfortable with. And how do you do that? So like, ideally your client would come to you and be like, hey, I want all the stuff and I want it all right now. And I want it at a really high level. That's ultimately what you want. But if you're out there marketing yourself with individual skills or the names of technical services or the names of certain platforms or something like that, or even if you go, some people will go a step beyond that and sort of abstract it out a little bit. And they'll say something kind of generic like, we help you grow your business, or we help you scale your business, or, you know, we help our clients, you know, build better businesses. And then they go into buy email marketing, SEO, and you know, all the different skills and services that they have. And so that's not really much different because it's so generic. It's just so, it's so overplayed. It's like, nobody believes it. It's like, you know, tell me more. I need to know more. If you're going to build my business, you're going to double my income. I need to know more than web design or graphic design. So let me give you an illustration in a different category that really brings this to life. So this last weekend, I took my son, I have a five and a half year old son. And so we went to Home Depot over the weekend for a couple of reasons. We wanted to, you know, fix up some windows and stuff at our house, and we had to get some supplies for that. And he wants to build this bench. See, like, we live out on this like 15 acre like farmhouse that we just moved into. And well, we didn't just move, about 7 or so years ago. And hey, Heather, good to see you. And so one of the things that we'll do is we'll make these little campfires, and you know, we kind of sit around with the family, and we, like, you know, roast marshmallows or just kind of hang out and just have fun, especially when the weather's cold like this. And so my son was like, hey, Dad, why don't we build a bench? Because normally we just kind of pull out some chairs or whatever. And he's like, why don't we go and build a bench? And so, you know, one of the things we were looking at when we went to Home Depot was like, where do we get, you know, the supplies? He wants to paint it blue, and maybe he wants it white. He doesn't know. And so we were just kind of looking around at stuff. And I had this moment of clarity while I was walking through Home Depot that really applies specifically to this. And here's what it is. You can buy all of the stuff that you need to build an entire house at Home Depot, right? Like, you can get the walls and the doors and the windows and the, you know, the drywall and the electric wiring and the plumbing and the sinks and, like, everything that you need to build an entire house, you can buy that at Home Depot. But no one going to Home Depot is shopping for houses. And why is that? It's almost exactly like what we're talking about here, which is, Home Depot markets themselves as a home improvement store, right? And so they sell the raw materials. They sell the tools and the raw stuff to put a house together. And so when you're walking through the aisles of Home Depot, you can buy as much stuff as you want, right? Like, you could buy all the stuff to build an entire house if you wanted to. But nobody really does, right? Like, very few people go into Home Depot and drop, you know, several hundred thousand dollars to get all the stuff to build a house. And so what they end up doing instead is you end up buying a couple of little things here and there. And consequently, if Home Depot were to change their pricing and suddenly charge, you know, 2 or 3 or 10 times what Lowe's was charging for the same drill or the same piece of lumber or whatever, everybody would just be like, forget it. I'm not going to buy that here. That's too expensive. I can't afford that. Why would I pay that much when I could get it cheaper at Lowe's, a lot cheaper at Lowe's, even if the tool at Lowe's isn't really quite as good as the stuff at Home Depot? Or maybe the experience at Home Depot is a little bit better than the experience at Lowe's, right? Like, maybe you like the checkout lane, or maybe it looks better there. Or you just, for whatever reason, it's a little bit closer or something like that. You might even be willing to pay a little bit more for that better experience at Home Depot than you would at Lowe's. But if Home Depot cranks the price up double or triple or 10 times what Lowe's is charging, then everybody just goes to Lowe's, and Home Depot's priced themselves out of the market. And that's kind of what I'm seeing with a lot of web designers who want to sell high ticket solutions to their clients. They're thinking, hey, what I need to do is I'm just going to crank the price up because I'm worth it. I have a better experience. I do better customer service. I'm in the same time zone, whatever, or even local. Like, we can go and meet face to face and I'm going to be really nice. I'm going to be super responsive. And, you know, the experience is just going to be a lot better. And that will earn you a little bit more. So, like, if you are competing against someone who's charging $1,000 and you charge $1,200, okay, it's not that big of a deal. But if someone's charging $1,000 and you want to start to charge $10,000, that's a huge deal. And nobody's going to do that because they're going to be like, well, you know, even though it's a little bit better with you, maybe I'll go over and, you know, save myself $9,000 or whatever and, you know, get something that might not be quite as nice, but it's still good enough. And so the solution then is, well, how do you do better? So if Home Depot wanted to change their pricing, right? Like, or somebody else selling the same stuff. So, okay, say there's Lowe's, say there's Home Depot, and then now you get into the market and you want to sell drywall and, you know, plumbing materials and electric wiring and windows and doors and stuff. You want to sell all that stuff, but you want to charge a lot more for it than what Home Depot and Lowe's are charging. What do? You change the market. That's the whole idea. Don't market yourself as someone who sells walls and drywall and doors and windows and individual home improvement components. If you want to sell all that stuff at the same time and you want to charge a lot more for it, sell it as a house. Don't sell the tools, sell the house. And when you do that, then you're going to start marketing to people who want to buy the house, right? Don't market to people who want the individual services. Market to people who want to buy the house. And when you do that, you'll find a lot of this stuff goes all the way away. Like, almost all of these problems go away. And the fact that you can charge a lot more without pricing yourself out of the market because you're selling houses. Home Depot and Lowe's are selling home improvement tools and services and stuff. So you're in a totally different market now. You're not shopping to the people that just want to go buy a quick thing, a little thing here and there. You're shopping to people who want to buy a house. And when they want to buy a house, they're expecting the price to be hundreds of thousands of dollars, not $19 worth of window trimming, screen fixing supplies or whatever. And so that's a big shift. Not only are they expecting to pay more, but you're selling all of your best stuff all at the same time. So like when someone says, yeah, I want to buy the house, that means they're buying the windows and the doors and the electric wiring and the plumbing and all the other, they're buying all the components, but they're buying it in the context of getting a house. And therefore, they're willing to spend a lot more. They're buying all the stuff at the same time. It's a high ticket solution, and you're not in the same market as Home Depot and Lowe's. And so the individual pricing of all the components that go into the house can be dramatically more than buying them individually from a home improvement store. And that's the whole point. So if you want to be able to increase your price, if you want to be able to attract people who are expecting to spend a high ticket price on your solution, stop selling the skills, start selling the house. So there you go. So that's the whole concept. Stop selling the skills, start selling the house. Now, if you want to learn how to do that in the context of your business, then that's where we can help. I can help with that. Like the whole point of working together through DoubleStack is to really get your marketing dialed in so that you know what it means to sell the house in terms of the skills that you have and the market that you want to approach and the results that you feel like you can deliver and the things that you're confident in. You know, that's the idea behind DoubleStack. DoubleStack's a one-on-one mentoring program between you and me. Well, that's not entirely true. There's two components to it. There's a big chunk of it is a one-on-one mentoring component between you and me. There's also a group component because I work with about 20 people at a time. And what that means is when we start working together, every week we get together and we have a group call. And it's really great to connect on the group call because now you can interact with other people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. And we can have these conversations and get your questions answered. And you're in a community of people who are crushing it. And the whole idea is to get to the point where you're bringing in like $10,000 plus clients. And in fact, when you do, you get one of these. This is the DoubleStack 5-figure family trophy award. And so when you land a client that's like $10,000 or more, then I mail this to you and you put it on your desk. And then that's just a sign that, hey, you know what? I've got this great business now. I'm serving clients at this dramatically deeper level where you can afford to put the time in to really drive results. You don't have to find clients all the time because you just keep the clients that you're already working with. And you're celebrating with other people. Like, you know, when I mail one of these out, we all just high five each other. And it's just so much fun. And it's just really motivating. And that's a really big component of Double Stack too, to make sure that you're in this community of people doing this high tech, people that aren't selling the skills, they're selling the house. You know, like that's what's going on. That's why people spend $10,000 or more on these solutions, as opposed to a couple hundred bucks to maybe a couple thousand dollars on the high end in the traditional way of marketing your business. So if that sounds cool to you, head over to doublestack.net/call and schedule a time and let's get on the phone and talk about it so that we can figure out, well, what does it mean to sell the house in terms of your skills and your price points and the market that you want to go after and all of that? And then when you do, we'll be able to do basically three things. I'll show you a bunch of extra skills that you might be able to add to the mix in terms of driving results. Like most people I talk to, they feel pretty good about their ability to build a website already, but maybe not so strong when it comes to like SEO or maybe building a sales funnel or maybe nurturing leads to like a drip campaign through email or something like that. And so we'll make sure that you feel really good about that stuff. And I'll show you how all that works. And then we'll get the marketing dialed in so that you're not just out there just, you know, peddling cheap services, but you really have this outcome-oriented marketing story that's brand new and wrapped around your business. So you start attracting these people that have this high-ticket mindset. And then the third thing is we'll make sure that you have a business structure that's going to put you in a position where you're going to be successful, meaning that most people tend to spend far too much time doing non-billable work. And it's, of course, you have to do some, no matter what. Like, you're always going to have to pay taxes and fiddle around in QuickBooks and whatever. But you want to have at least half of your time be billable time. And a lot of times, I mean, how long have you gone between, since your last billable hour? You know, ask yourself that. Like, do you find that you go multiple days without having a billable hour? Or like, do you have like a whole week where you didn't have a billable hour? Because most of the time people will have the situation where like they're working on a project and they're kind of heads down, just kind of building everything out. The project gets completed and then you got to go find another client. And that's where you lose all your momentum. And so better than that, it would be, why don't we just keep working with the clients we already have, you know, helping them, you know, with their business development, but also having the ability to kind of technically implement the stuff that you're consulting about. And so if you're out there trying to find leads all the time, then, you know, you're going to meetups and writing proposals for projects you haven't won and, you know, trying to like cold call people or something. And it's like, you know, you have to reach out to like 100 people just to get one person on the phone, and you're feeling so frustrated by that. And you're just kind of bottling up all your skills and not being able to really have the impact that you need to be having so that you can help people. And so rather than doing that, why don't we take this really surgical, kind of like this laser focused approach, so we figure out, what does it mean to put together something that's like a house rather than the individual components that make up the house? And then say, well, who wants to live in this house? Like, who is this for, right? You know, really focus on a couple of different markets to reach out to. And then we've got a really nice solution. So you end up feeling awesome about the skills that you use to drive results for people. You feel great about your marketing message, so you know who to talk to and what to say when you get there so that you can land these high ticket clients on demand, like anytime you want to. And then we make sure that you have a business structure so that as you continue to put effort into your business, you know that you're building something that can sustain the revenue that you want to be making. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call and let's get on the phone and talk about it. So doublestack.net/call will get you on my calendar. So you'll see my calendar pop up, pick a time that works for you, and then we'll get on the phone. And you'll see that it's actually my calendar. It's not like anyone else. It's like I take all the calls that come through that channel. So it's literally going to be you and me on the phone together. So for that reason, the spaces are somewhat limited because I can only do a couple calls a day. So anyway, if that sounds good to you, I look forward to talking to you. Head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone and get all this stuff worked out for you so that you are landing these high ticket clients. You're having this awesome business, making the impact that you should be making. So high five to you. Boop. And stop selling the skills. Sell the house.